Okay, 101, maybe. Again, something there about brahmacharya. To the brahmacharis, just got a visit from them, beaming, shining, enthusiastic, energetic. Oh, those days of youth. And yes, you youngsters, care for those days well, because they are soon gone, says an old man. But what I wanted to say here or add, because I've spoken about brahmacharya before here, is that while we were out, brahmacharis, traveling, missionary spirit, walking the streets with books, meeting people, preaching, as we called it. But when looking back, I would say that, well, you know, learning from mistakes and all that, we sometimes tended to become a bit cultish, I would say, in the sense that we just wanted to say the right thing and do the right thing and use a little trick here and there, whatever, to accomplish the goal, which was then either to just sell a book and get lost, or to make devotees. And that's what easily develops, I would say, in cults. Therefore I use that word, although I always defended ISKCON not being a cult, and it isn't, except if we turn it that way. That, you know, it's all about recruiting members, or selling something, getting the donations, whatever. If it is like that, then the so-called preaching or missionary work becomes about that. But I would say that what people appreciate the most from you brahmacharis or us devotees in general, it's not that, because most people can kind of see through that now. These smiling cult members coming up to you, wanting something from you, your soul and your money. But rather, when they learn to know you, and when they see the real you, I mean, not just the mask, and this, they see you're good people. Yes, this is what devotees are, not members of the right group or whatever. Not just those looking the most Indian, but the ones who actually have these Vaishnava qualities. So therefore, I'd like to give that advice to you youngsters and to us oldsters too, as well. But especially you young preachers, because I don't really like that word much, but anyway, because that's what this message, this good news are about, how we can become nice devotees, children of the same mother and father. That's what it's about. And if you keep focus on that, then you will set the example for the coming generations of brahmacharis and so on. Hare Krishna, good luck to you.